Morning. Oh, boy. That was a nice, chilly night last night, wasn't it? Yeah. Do we have anything that we want to pray about? Ask some prayer? Yes, sir.
David?
Yes. Okay. That was good prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We ask that you be with David. Be with Marcus also as they're down here. Help those who have their ears open as they're talking to them. Let those who are truly seeking after them be able to hear. Father, we ask that you be with this congregation here and help us understand and help our ears open. Help us be able to walk in the truth and life. Father, we ask these blessings upon us that you give us upon us greatly and have mercy upon us. And those that we don't always understand, we thank you for it. Father, we thank you that you're going to give a safe journey for those who are traveling. Bless Brother Chris Eyrick as he's coming back. Be with us and help us and guide us. In your sweet and precious name we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. We're in 2 Chronicles 36. Do you remember what happened in 35? He was the king that was in 35. Josiah was the king in 35, and he had talked about his ways that he had lived his life, and he ended up dying at the end of 35. As we're going to 36, it says here in verse chapter 36, then the people of the land took Jehoshaphat, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoiakim was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Now the king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem and imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then the king of Egypt made Jehoahaz's brothers Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz his brother and carried him off to Egypt. And the Septuagint also describes that he actually had died in Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against him and bound him in bronze spirit, which is also chains. Bronze spirit would be chains, to carry him off to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles from the house of the Lord to Babylon, and put them in his temple in Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, the abominations which he did, and that was found against him, indeed, they are written in the books of the kings of Israel and Judea. Then Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. They seem to like that first part of the name. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he became king. Now, I know we had several other kings that were 8 years old when they became king. But I did find a little discrepancy in different versions of different Bibles. The English Standard says that he was 18, but the Septuagint says that he was 8, and along with the King James says that he was 8. It's just a little bit of a difference, so I'm going to bring that up. And he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar summoned him and took him to Babylon, and the costly articles from the house of the Lord, and made Zedekiah's brother king over Judea and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear an oath to God. I looked it up in the Septuagint, kind of was a little bit curious about that, and he said, made him, the easiest word to pronounce it back over, made him promise that he would do the ways of God. But he ended up, in the Septuagint describes that he did not. He rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar and would not follow the teachings of what God had laid out to teach. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against him, again turning to the Lord God of Israel. Moreover, while all the leaders and of the priests and the people transgressed more and more according to all the abominations of a nation and defiled the house of the Lord which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of his fathers sent warning to them by the messengers, rising up early and sending them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his word, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. He had sent them, tried to make them change their ways of doing evil, but they hardened their hearts, and they would not listen. And so he had said, I've had enough. They will not turn their hearts back towards me. So then we'll see what he does here. Therefore he brought against them the king of Chaldeans, who killed their young men with a sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young men and virgins, on the age or the weak. He gave them all into his hands. The Septuagint also said that the king Edekah was also, he did not have mercy on the king, and so he had killed the king also. And all the articles from the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and his leader, all these he took to Babylon. Then they burned the house of God, broke down the walls of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions. And those who escaped from the sword, he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the king of Persia, to fill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. It means that it was not livable. It was not living. It was desolate. It was at rest in the nerve of the sacred Sabbath. It was not being used. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all the kingdom, and also put in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is among you, all his people? So in a way, he's saying those who were slaves who didn't get killed, who are here, who are all you? I mean, they must have been mingled together. So he's saying those who were of Jerusalem, God's people, you know, can stand up. Who are you? May the Lord his God be with him and let him go up. So he's saying, go back to Jerusalem. Let's rebuild Jerusalem. Let's build God's house there. Do we have any questions over this? We kind of fascinated with it, didn't we? Brothers, do we have anything else to add into it?
The next book leads right into that. The first verse of the next book, and it starts off with the last verse that you just... No, actually, the second verse of Ezra. Starts out with the last verse you just read,
2
Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it's a
proclamation.
It's
a
proclamation.
And whoever left this place where he dwells, it says, and whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the man of his place help him with silver and gold, with good and livestock, besides with free will offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. So he's saying, give, and let's start rebuilding it. And to start being able to, those who are around here, let's get up and let's go and bring gold and silver and your livestock and the things that you can be able to offer. So yeah, it goes right into it. It's in the next book. Alright, we had pride as our lesson to look up. Does anyone have anything on pride? Go ahead.
Psalm 6:36,
let not the foot of
the
guard
come
against me, and let not the head of the
wicked
remove me. Very good. Go ahead.
Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall.
Go ahead. We had to humble ourselves, and then we had pride. Which one was more precious in God's eyes to do? To humble ourselves and have pride. Go ahead, quote.
Humble ourselves.
Humble ourselves. Pride will, what will pride end up doing to us? And a lot of the verses that we had, what was pride end up doing to you? will keep you with God, or will it come for sure when if he doesn't like it, he doesn't want too much of a boast about himself. Why are we going to have the boys to work on that? We'll get with you on that then.
I was wondering, what about looking up words about prayer?
About prayer? Okay. All right, we'll do verses looking up about prayers and be dismissed.